Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Brian Westbrook, former running back for the Eagles in a season with the San Francisco 49ers, joins us on our guest line. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. And Brian is with us with Crown Royal. Crown Royal believing it's being a Royal fan this season means staying safe, generously supporting your community, and drinking responsibly, right, rooting for your team. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with Crown Royal this weekend.
Well, you know, I think it's been a really huge week for Crown Royal, and really just a couple of years of great performance from Crown Royal, because they've initiated a whole program called the Crown Royal Water Boy Program. And what this is all about is making sure that the great fans of the NFL can enjoy the entire game day experience. And it's about hydrating. It's about making sure that, you know, you can certainly enjoy your wine, your spirits, those types of things, your alcoholic beverages. But we want you to enjoy the entire experience. And that means the pregame stuff during the game as well as after the game. And in order to be able to do that, you need to hydrate. And so Crown Royal has pushed the initiative to drink a bottle of water in between your drinks, and then go from there and then be able to enjoy the entire day and stay hydrated and things like that. And it's been a great initiative throughout the last couple years.
All right, Brian Westbrook again joining us here on Wake Up Call. Let's look ahead. Let's look at the season that has happened and the season that is yet to come. And I have to start with the division that you're familiar with, the NFC East, especially the Eagles. What's going on with all four teams there?
You know, the NFC East has been a mess this entire season. It's been up and down. The Eagles have been good in quarters and in half, not for an entire game, but you also can say the same for almost every other team in the division. They've been good in spurts, but they haven't been really good for an entire game, and they haven't been able to put an entire game together, offense, defense, and special teams-wise. And so, as you look at this division, we're talking about the best of some of the worst teams in the league right now. And in order to go out there and as far as winning division, you probably don't necessarily have to have a winning record to be able to win this division because the teams haven't been very good. The thing that most of these teams, we're talking about Washington, Dallas, New York, as well as the Eagles, have to focus on, they have about 8 games left, and now they have to find a way to get their stride and find their way into getting into a rhythm. That's what November football, December football is all about, getting into a rhythm so that when the playoffs come around, you hit the ground running that first game because, of course, the winner of the NFC East will get a home game.
In terms of being a player in this league and knowing how the season goes, it's a short season, but yet it's still long enough to sort of change the direction. Do you feel like we know a lot about all of these teams, or does the second half and what you can do in the second half change the perspective of a team greatly?
Well, yeah, I think you can learn a lot about these teams and their desire to play, their desire to win. I mean, just imagine, some of these teams are going to have new quarterbacks next year. They're going to have a whole new situation. And the coaches are now looking at the players around some of those positions to see if those are the types of players that you're going to want to have on the team in the future. I mean, if you take a team like the Giants, they're competing. I mean, they are competing every week. They haven't won a bunch of games, but they are competing. That means that the players are responding to Joe Judge. Same thing in Washington. And the guys down in Dallas have to figure out a way to respond better to their coaching and then get better play from some of their leaders down there. And so, these teams are learning a lot about their players, even though they may not be in a big-time winning push at this time, but they're also learning a lot about the players and the guys that they'll have in their roster in the future.
Brian, are you surprised that a quarterback like Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, even in a short sort of resume of Tua Tagovailoa, they are starting to look like they belong in the league? Is that a surprising outcome for these guys that are just in this league?
Well, listen, quarterbacks in college have gotten better and better and better coaching, and a lot of the game plan and the schemes that are used in the NFL are certainly used in college as well. And so those quarterbacks are already coming into the NFL with a lot of prior knowledge of what the offenses are looking at and what they're trying to get accomplished. And so I'm not hugely surprised that those guys are having success. The other thing, and I'll leave two out of this part of the conversation, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, I mean, look at the guys that they have around them.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, those are two big-time receivers out there in L.A. And, of course, Austin Eckler, hopefully he gets healthy quickly, is a very good running back. When you look at Cincinnati, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, A.J. Green, they had Gio Bernard, Joe Mixon. I mean, they have weapons around him, around both of those guys that are critical to their success. And you can see why they've been successful offensively, even though they haven't won a bunch of games, but they've been successful offensively, both of those young quarterbacks. And what we've seen from Tua these last 2 weeks is important to me. You know, we've seen his team pick it up. And that's telling to me in a way that, you know, the guys around him understand the excitement that he's going to bring, understand the meaningfulness that his presence is to their football team. So the last couple of weeks, what has the defense done? They play much better. They played to a point where they're getting turnovers, pick six, a touchdown every single week. That's impressive. Tua hasn't had to carry the entire load. And then last week we saw Tua, as far as his ability to move the pocket, he's still able to run the ball. And he looked to me quicker than he was in college. So he's able to run. He's able to be very accurate in the pocket. And when he was on the move, throwing the ball, he was deadly accurate as well. And when you're smaller, Drew Brees comes to mind. When you're smaller, accuracy is key. And we saw that Tua has been very accurate so far in his NFL career.
All right, a couple of seconds before we let you go. Your thoughts on tonight's game between Tennessee and Indianapolis. A guy like Derrick Henry, running back like him, and a Colts defense that has done a very good job this season.
Well, yeah, you know, the Colts defense has played well, and obviously last week was kind of an outlier, and that offense of the Ravens is hard to deal with. But Derrick Henry, you know, and I've seen Derrick Henry play since he was in high school, and worked his way through Alabama and continues to dominate. He's a volume back and big guy. And this is kind of the part of the season where he starts to take off just a bit. And he started earlier this year having great games. But this is normally the part of the season where he starts to take off, where defenders are dinged up a little bit. And, you know, they have some injuries and the season gets long and your body gets tired. And that's when defensive players have to make the decision. How much do I want to tackle 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", 250 pounds? How often do I want to, you know, step in front of that and go and try to win that down? And it's hard to do when you're a cornerback or a safety or even a linebacker that's not as big as the running back that's coming at you with the ball. And so Derrick Henry usually gets going at this time of year, and I wouldn't expect anything different. That offense is built on the run game and play action pass. Tannehill has been good throwing the football down the field, but it's predicated on Derrick Henry in that run game getting going early. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him go for some heavy yards. Maybe not this week against this Colts defense, but the following week after that for sure.
Two-time Pro Bowler, member of the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame, Brian Westbrook joining us. Really appreciate it, and thank you so much, Brian. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Brian Westbrook on our Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. More thoughts on the NFL heading into week 10 as we continue with Wake Up Call.